This program is available on this quality radio services: Replay Radio, Breeze Radio, Talk Radio X, Audioboo, Spreaker, Absence Radio, Nonstop Radio, plus the leading tablets, phones and PCs.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Rap, boys and girls. It's a wonderful day. It really is. At the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains, over here in sunny Pop Rap. We are. We are indeed. We are here. We are live. Look, I'm giving myself a round of applause for the day. Lots of new listeners this week, I have to say. Wonderful. Thanks for coming along. Marvellous to have you with us. Broadcasting around the world from Pop Rad. This is Radio Tetris International with Postcard from Pop Rad. And over on the other side of the pond, it's Lee G. Banks.
Hello, everybody. How wonderful to be with you again. I have to say, I have no idea what this show's about because the way he's just described it to you is nothing like the way I've prepared for it.
Well, that's nothing new then, is it?
Well, it might be in for a bit of a shock.
You might have got it all wrong and made yourself look empty.
I think that's a pretty fair description of the way things are going to go.
Hello, Paul Brown. Hi to you, mate. How are you? I trust you're well, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown in Toowoomba, Queensland.
Oh, is he really? Hello. Well, hello, Paul, in Queensland. I hope you're having a tinny or three just for us, because we can't.
I bet you've got a lovely daughter.
That's
a song, that's a song, that's not a cover.
All right. Talking of Australia, it's Rachel.
Hello, everybody. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I don't know what's happening with this accent. I'm affected. Okay, I got the car service today, so I'm feeling all revved up.
That was a pun, whoa. Was it?
Oh, I just got it. Yeah.
I don't
make vehicle references. I don't know what's happening to me.
What's wrong with a vehicle reference?
Rach, what's happened to your accent?
No, it's all askew.
It is.
It's very late, you know. I do have bipolar disorder. Maybe this is another personality.
you still sound Antipodean.
Thank you.
But more like a kangaroo.
More like an antelope.
Right, yes. Anyway, before we forget, guys, shush a minute, I must a really big thank you to our friends at the Voice of America in Washington, who very kindly sent me over some videos and podcasts of how to learn English. Free of charge, free gratis, no arguments, they just... Well, not emailed as such, but FTP'd them all over. You'll understand that, some of you. And it's for some children in Poprad who are going to get given computers. And on there, because they mostly haven't got internet at home, we've actually put this wonderful Learn English program. Well, programs, it's a sort of series. And the Voice of America have donated it to the program. And I think that's wonderful. So thank you very much in Washington. Real good stuff.
Yay!
Oh, round of applause even. Blimey. Anyway, normally the programme would be all about news, but this week we've had a change of heart, and I have a distinct feeling it's going to go down the toilet, so I've got script plan B ready.
Okay. Have you? That's all right. Use that one, because I've done it all completely wrong. Absolutely, 100% wrong. I can't explain how wrong I've got it. Yeah, well, you're a good girl, aren't you?
I read the brief, Uncle Lee.
Yes, because
I read the brief. I just misunderstood it because he'd read it. That's why the Voice of America have sent him things teaching him how to do English.
That's it.
Anyway, normally it'd be news, but every now and again we have a little special just to break the monotony up for you poor suckers out there. And this week we have created the RTI Vault. And if you listen very carefully, ready? Here it is. That's the bottom of the vault.
Sounds like me falling off a chair.
I'm not falling off a chair, or even Madonna falling over. That's the bottom of the...
That was brilliant. That was incredible. I still think
he didn't get the joke then, did he? The bottom, Madonna. No, never mind. Yeah. Anyway, it went over his head. He's sitting down, Lee.
I've never had Madonna's bottom over my head.
Right, thank you. Anyway,
the
RTI vault, because you know how Lee and Rach argue all the time.
We don't, do we, Rachel?
Often we agree, and I'm the voice of reason, remember?
Well, this is
Rachel
true.
And I are celibate lovers.
It's true. Right. We are. We're having an affair of the brain.
Exactly. We don't do anything, Rob, that is worth punching her for.
And, but... and the fact is, the pair of them live on Vulcan.
Vulcan?
Yes.
Oh, and she's got the big ears, yeah.
Oh. The name of another fine vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Oh, Rach, I saw something for you the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, a build-it-yourself kit. Robot sweeper upper.
Oh, hello. Hello, mother.
A robot sweeper upper. It goes, and I've made one.
You've made one?
Yes.
Yeah, but you're like MacGyver. You could make one out of a toothpick and a rubber band.
Probably true. Anyway, back to the plot.
Right,
so,
okay.
Because occasionally Rachel and Lee have a falling out, and occasionally mm-hmm. they voice their own opinions, mm-hmm. we decided that we would get Rachel and Lee to nominate things within categories and to sell the idea to all of us.
Right.
To see how convincing they are. Yeah. Now, the winner of each category will be allowed to dump their pet hates into the RTI vault forever.
That's where
this is more than a one-hour show.
Yeah, well, that's where it falls apart for me, because I don't hate my pets.
Oh, wow. That's
where I'm doing the... Yeah, you see? Yeah. That's why I found it awkward.
Yes. Yes, I can I can see your play on words.
Fatal flaw. Fatal flaw.
No. Proper English. Proper English. So anyway, we'll kick things off. And if you want to comment along the bottom, you can do on the chat room. We'd love to hear from you, as people are already doing, so that's grand.
Oh, what are they saying?
They're waiting for you to get it wrong at the moment.
Oh, thank
you. Well, Mike...
That was a cold, empty laugh.
Mike's written... Did you really think it was worth the effort, Eric?
I like him.
Always, Mike.
I don't know where Mike's from, but...
Mike, not Mark. Mark.
No, it's not Mark. It's Mike.
I know. Mark's a dog with a hair lip, isn't it?
And who else have we got down here? I don't know who this is, but it's from somewhere in California. Hello, a Rob in California.
Hello. Rob's the people getting in touch from California.
Yeah, I know. How are you, mate? Are you
California's
right?
California's beautiful.
Anyway, so what annoys Rachel and Lee about life in 2015? And so that we start the show off properly, we will start with Rachel as opposed to Lee.
That's fine.
So, Rachel, what things really, really, really gets up your nose about life in 2015?
Mostly, I don't mind 2015, I've got to tell you. So far, for me, it's been a banner year. But there are things that could have been resolved in 2014 that were not. For example, there's a handful of people who should have passed away in 2014 but didn't.
Oh.
For example, Miley Cyrus could have done without her for another year.
Right.
Justin Bieber, nobody needs him around anymore.
Right.
He's just annoyed. Vladimir Putin, not real keen on him either. He should have gone last year. He's still around in 2015. That irks me. That grinds my gears. But the biggest one that annoys me, and I prepared this especially for the two of you.
Right.
Jeremy Clarkson should have passed away in 2015. He's an absolute pill.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
I get to him later
Rachel, I apologise.
Yes?
I apologise profusely. I'm not allowed to have an opinion at the moment.
Yes, that's good.
I'm the chairman, as opposed to the opinionated person, so I apologise for interrupting you. And,
that's all right.
And beautifully said so far. Why do you think we should put Jeremy Clarkson in the RTI vault?
Okay, Jeremy Clarkson. I've actually prepared a statement about him, and I will read it thusly.
Thusly? Yeah.
Yes. You don't get many people in the mainstream who are quite so openly bigoted. I'm sure there are many who'd gladly have a whip around to get him out of the UK. He then proceeds to detail why other countries are poor substitutes in a series of crass xenophobic stereotypes. He's the epitome of the "it were better in my day." I hate everything about modern Britain, but I'm too backward and jingoistic to go elsewhere sort. The kind of dribbling prune that cries about political correctness on a daily basis and hides his spiteful invective behind the oafish smug veneer of an ordinary, in brackets, millionaire bloke who tells it like it is.
Right.
Now, so what's wrong with Jeremy Clarkson?
So, Rachel, let me just choose. So that's your opinion. And what about the millions and millions, in fact, I'm sure it's almost billions now, that watch him around the world, so much so that they had a global broadcast on the first episode of the new 2015 edition to celebrate the fact.
This is you giving your opinion in a very passive-aggressive manner.
No. This is the facts. These are facts. It's not me. This is actual people. It was so big.
Actual people.
Billions of them watched the program every week. And globally, it was broadcast on the first show in the new series. What would you say to all those billions of people, Rach? Are you right and they're wrong?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. And the thing I would like to say to those people is very, very simple. Step away from the crack pipe.
That's terrible. You've said that he should be whipped. And you've said that he's on drugs.
No, I've said the listen that everybody who likes him is on drugs. I was very clear about that.
She was, yes. She did not say that Mr. Clarkson was on drugs.
I hope you're listening to this, Jeremy.
Jezza will be there, don't
worry. He can come and have a crack. He hates Melbourne anyway, that's why. He hates everything.
So basically, for life in 2015, your nomination to go into the vault is Jeremy Clarkson.
Yes.
Right. Lee, what would you choose from 2015, life in 2015, that you want to put in the vault?
Well, now, thank you for this opportunity and to express myself. The problem I've got is by misreading the brief, I didn't actually understand that's what you wanted to do. So I've written down here, right, 2015 has been designated the International Year of Light and, more importantly, the International Year of Soils. And that was my... What?
Lee, I think you're going to have to think on your feet here.
No, this is quite interesting. This is actually quite interesting.
I want to know what you want to get rid of, not what you like or...
No, I don't like these people. Oh. I want to get rid of them.
Oh, right. Good.
But I was... So really, I want... Oh! My computer's just put a thing up in front of the thing I was reading. right, so anyway... So I would like to get rid of the International Year of the Soils, which was augmented by the 68th session of the United National General Assembly in January 2015. Yeah.
I didn't really grasp what the purpose of this was.
Neither did I.
So you
didn't either.
So you hate something you don't understand.
Yeah, it's because I don't understand it. It's like Rachel was saying about Thingy being bigoted, Jezza. Yeah. It's the same thing. I had no idea what that meant, so I thought I'll just nominate that. But
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, now I understand.
Yeah. Well, other thing. Carry on.
No. I can see what you're saying. That there's they've written gibberish.
Yes, that's what it is, gibberish, isn't it?
Gibberish, and therefore, because it's gibberish, you want to put it in the RTI vault.
Yeah, see, I've won this one, Rachel, already.
I have to say, I'm considering it, so I put my wig on, and I've got my black bit on my wig as well, just in case. But I've decided that billions of people can't be wrong, because I think the fact that... The general populace, like Mr. Clarkson, serves as a good reason not to throw him in, because
if we put Jeremy Clarkson in a vault.
If we do, billions
put him in the boot of a car.
Billions of people will be upset. But sending out a gibberish report that nobody can understand, I think...
Won this one, Rachel.
Here we go. For Lee, in the vault.
Yes, I won.
Give one to the old people. That's all right.
Yeah. Give one to the old people. So that's it. Gibberish news and press releases and all that sort of stuff. I agree. Into the vault.
In the vault. Jeremy's one of the funniest men in this world. He's a stand-up comedian of par excellence and makes more people happy than... other people do.
Right. Category two for the vault.
Yes. Okay.
This is concerning the thing that annoys you most about old people.
Oh, right. I've got a big paragraph here.
And I think to be fair, it was ladies first, so Lee can go first this time. Yeah.
Well, he's the oldest person. So
well, that's true.
That is disgusting. That is disgusting. What a terrible thing to say. You've insulted Jeremy Clarkson, and now you're saying that I'm over the hill.
Lee, did you hear Gordy bark once? Yes.
No, she just stood on his throat.
Right. I would never do that.
Come on, Mr. Banks. What annoys you about old people?
Well, nothing annoys me about old people, Eric. See, this is what I mean. I've got everything wrong. See, in my view, old people are actually the future. Yeah,
not the very near future.
Yeah, well, it could be the near future. It just is the way it just is. People are old. People are the future. They are the only way kids will get like a home. The only way that young people are going to get a home in this world now is because old people give them to them when they die.
Right. So yeah. You're telling me that nothing about the older generation annoys you at all. Ever.
Oh, yeah, the fact they stink. Why do old people stink? Why do old women stink of old perfume? Why don't they just not spray it on the coats in the first place? Why don't they just... And why do they all have to look so stupid and walk like a duck? Why do they waddle from side to side like that? And why do they have to screw their faces up to look at the name on a tin? Look like he's got... Looking at a tin. I'm reading this tin. Old people should be put up against the wall and shot.
Right, that's just alienating some of the audience, I think, beautifully.
Fine, that's my job.
Right, Rachel, what annoys you about old people?
A bunch of stuff, so bear with me. You can't tell them anything. By virtue of having lived forever, they know it all.
Right.
And have solidly immutable and often completely bat-bleep crazy opinions on absolutely everything. Right. They're kind of like teenagers like that.
Uh-huh.
Old people should not be allowed to shop for their own groceries. They can't reach anything. They can't read the ingredients list. They don't understand why there are no price tags on anything anymore. They take forever in the checkout lines. They only buy 3 items at a time because that's all they can carry. But it takes them a good half hour to discuss each item's price with the cashier, search for their wallet, search for their money in their wallet like it's the first time they've ever used the thing, count out the change to the penny, usually getting it wrong the first 3 or 4 times, that's having to start all over, and then putting everything back where it belongs very slowly and looking through their grocery bag to make sure they have everything all while standing in front of the cashier so she can't carry on with the next person. Also, they're always on the lookout for some misdemeanor or other to bring to the attention of the authorities. They're forever calling the police on stuff like... kids not walking on the side of the road, you know, facing the traffic, or alerting the postmaster general when their mail is delayed by more than 10 minutes, or complaining to the condo board because they can't sleep because someone's cat is purring too loudly. And those who have computers only get them so that they can call help desks every day to complain about how much the machine isn't going to do what they want it to do. They only go to restaurants because they're always guaranteed a rich minefield of complaints in restaurants. Old people are stupid.
And they drive into you in the supermarket car parks really slowly. I know it's only really slowly. So you just come to bump into you.
Rachel, if you had to particularly feel annoyed about one specific aspect of what you said, what
one
would that
old
be?
Shopping.
One
the
thing.
Shopping. The
shopping.
Shopping. The shopping.
So Rachel would like to put old people shopping into the vault. And Lee just wants to put everybody in, I think.
All old people should go in the vault, and then we should have the houses and their cars and their money.
I forgot to read this out just now. According to Paul, Rachel, I'd like this. No! Says Paul.
No, it's because of Clarkson. He's a petrified. That's okay.
He said, I agree with Bieber. I agree with Miley. But don't take Jeremy away from me, Rach.
He loves Geary. He loves his cars.
Oh, well, there you go.
I've
got a different problem here. Lee wants to put all old people in.
All old people. Everybody over the age of 43.
In the vault. And
the vault.
Rachel would like to put the terrible shoppers that are older. Now, Lee, the problem is, if it's everybody over 43, I've got to put you in the vault yourself.
No, but we're exempt. No, we're exempt because we don't have to go.
No, you can't have a suffix like that now. You wanted to put everybody over 43 into the vault. Now,
you didn't explain it properly at all. That's why I've got it all wrong. You didn't explain that. I couldn't do that.
Your problem. My rules. And
I got it right.
Yeah. And
yeah, that's because you're a swot.
And therefore...
That's because I'm 43.
I would have to put you in the vault yourself, Lee. Now, I can't do that because we've still got sort of 50 minutes... Well, sorry, I do apologise. 40 minutes of the programme to go. So I can't put that. But I do understand what you mean, Rach, with old people shopping.
They're allowed to live. If you're not going to kill them, they're allowed to live. They have to go out shopping.
They should be shops. I think what they should be, Rach, is...
They
should... Shush a minute. What they should be, Rach, is shops for old people so they can all be slain.
Yes.
They can all be slain together.
Jerry Tesco.
Yes. Now, I think that's good. So, Rach, I'm agreeing with you on this one as we move along. We are going to put old people shopping in the RTI vault. Goodbye. Ooh. Go on. They've got such a long... Blimey, they've got such a long way down, I can't even see them anymore. There you go.
Have you got a handle?
Yeah, but it doesn't come back up, it only goes down.
Well, that's the sort of handle you want, Eric.
Absolutely. Moving along. This should be a laugh. Rachel, what gets to you about home appliances?
there aren't enough of them.
What?
Quite simply, we need more. More vacuums in particular, more varieties of vacuum.
I can agree with you on that, yeah.
And there aren't enough. You know, there's a vacuum for every occasion. I don't know that people know this. There is a vacuum for every occasion. Every space that you can find available, there's a different vacuum for each kind of space. There's a different vacuum for stairs, for the flat, for a hill, for a not so much a hill, for a ditch, for a car, for a boat, for a caravan. There's many, many, many different vacuums. And quite simply, there's not enough of them. And my needs are not being met.
Right. But that's not something that you actually want to... You want to put in the vault something you haven't got.
Yes, I want to put a notion in the vault, please.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't got it, how can you put it in the vault?
Correct.
I see.
She's thinking about that one.
Yeah, no, I'll let Lee.
You can have some thinking time.
All right. Wait a minute. Bread makers are stupid. Bread makers are completely stupid. It's for the lazy, for the boorish, for the ignorant, for the uneducated.
Spit on them because you couldn't think of anything else to say.
No, that's true. I don't like bread makers. Bread makers are stupid. They take up too much bench space. How often are you going to use it for crying out loud? And you know what?
Get some
physical activity into your life. Knead that dough and bake it and sniff it as it comes out of the oven. Do the whole henny penny business. It really is just buffoonery to use a bread maker.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So, Lee, what annoys you about current home appliances?
Well, basically, I sort of tend to agree with Rachel, except that I can hear the builder whistling in the background.
Yeah.
They annoy me. Builders should be taken off the face of this.
Well, you can have that in Category 15 if we ever get there.
I know I have. I've got something about Danny the Builder. Dan the Mending Man. And, and anyways. Oh, now the phone's ringing. That's what I mean about modern-day appliances.
It's the Builders Association.
I'm here in the middle of a studio, a silent studio with a squeaky chair, a phone that rings and a builder who won't stop whistling. That's what I mean about modern appliances. All modern appliances should go out the window. What about dishwashers? Dishwashers are just cupboards to keep dirty, stinky old food in. You don't put your stuff in the dishwasher and then watch it. No, you put it in there and leave it in there for 3 days. We're all going to die of disease because of dishwashers. And what's wrong with tellies? And tellies. Tellies don't work anymore. I've got 175 channels on my telly, and of which about 93 are pornography. And if you try to find out what's on television by looking at the guide to what's on the television on the telly, all it says is no information, no information, no information, no information. Then comes up and says, information, no information. What's wrong with newspapers? What's wrong with the old radio time?
Lee, we're talking about home appliances, so I've got to make a decision here.
That was a home appliance.
We've got to make a decision.
About my leg. That's a home appliance.
No. We'll take your category of television. I understand that. And we'll take Rachel's bread maker. Now, you see, when you try and sell a house, Rach, if you put a bread maker on rather than the oven, that's safer. But you still get this lovely aroma around the house of beautiful bread. No, beautiful bread.
Yourself. People are dead impressed.
You
think,
can't.
This is a kitchen I can create things in. This
oh,
is a
no.
kitchen.
But you can't, you see. And equally, Lee, I can't, yeah. I can't put television into the vault because how would I look at the internet?
You wouldn't get the internet on your telly?
Yes, of course I do.
I wasn't listening then, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and everybody else. What was he talking about? I was trying to find out who was on the phone.
I watch the internet in its various forms on my TV. So if I threw my TV away, I wouldn't have 50-inch long, wide, whatever it is, Facebook. I wouldn't have.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. You can still use the screen.
You said throw it in the thingy.
Not your particular own personal little telly. No, the concept of telly. The idea.
Can I throw a notion in the vault?
You could show.
Are you talking about television? Are you talking about television programming then?
Television programming, television journalists.
In which case? Rachel, you're the winner here because I am going to put the appalling level of diatribe television.
I've won again, Rachel.
that comes on my television, and in my case, most of it is from that numpty who's the director general of the BBC. Who wouldn't know good programming if it jumped up and bit him, which is why there's so much dross on the BBC these days. So therefore, we're going to put Lee's television programming in the vault. Gone, bang, got it.
She's sulking now. You can tell by her silence.
We've got to do this
no,
one.
I'm preparing myself for the next.
Are you preparing yourself? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really sure you want to prepare?
Yes.
Is somebody going to get?
He's setting you up.
Is somebody going to get that from Rachel?
They may.
Oh, my word.
What are they going to get?
I don't know, but ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I think it's about time that you go and get yourself a cup of tea and get ready for this. Or have your little milkshake. Or have your cup of coffee. Or something like that. Because I think there's going to be a rant in a moment, is there?
Mm-hmm.
There is going to be a rant. We'll come back after the break, boys and girls, because believe it or not, that's the end of part one, a postcard from Pop Brad for this week. And it's going to be Rachel the Rant Pants in a couple of seconds' time when we come back. But you go and get yourself a cup of tea or whatever you want to do and stuff. And we'll see you after one of these.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Hi, I'm Lewis.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Nick.
Hi, I'm you.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Together, we are all Train to Game winners.
If you want to join us in the Train to Game Hall of Fame
and take your first step in a career into the gaming industry,
please go to www.traintogame.com.
That's www.traintogame.com.
If you want to join us in the Train to Game Hall of Fame,
that address again,
www.traintogame.com.
If your dream holiday is 2 hours from the UK, perfect for children and teenagers, young couples, and the older visitor, ideal for the physically active and for those who just want to unwind, Aqua City is the destination for you. Described by the Travel Channel as the place that will soon be on everybody's lips, be ahead of the crowd and the envy of your friends, but still enjoy a home from home. Come to Aqua City Poprad, the world's leading green resort.
From the heart of Europe to the world.
That's right.
Radio Tetris International.
Yes.
Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.